evening. Welcome to our weekly vinyl revival. Just sit back and relax for 60 minutes with your presenters, Albert
and Selena Chan, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand.
Broadcasting every Sunday on.
An English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare,
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, there they are standing in a row, big ones, small ones, some as big as your head, give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, every ball you throw will make me rich. Stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly bell a ball a penny a pitch.
Singing roly bell a ball a penny a pitch. Singing roly bell a ball a penny a pitch.
Roly bell a ball, roly bell a ball, singing roly bell a ball a penny a pitch. Me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly poly ball a penny a pitch. All together now.
Sing you roll a ball a ball a penny a pitch.
Harmony.
Sing you roll a ball a ball a penny a pitch.
Roly poly ball.
Roll a ball a ball.
Singing roly poly ball a penny a pitch.
Television show host and singer Merv Griffin. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts with Freddie Bardon's orchestra and chorus, and number 8 hit on Billboard from October 1949.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your way. Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right with you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do. Should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose. Why'd you do me this way?
everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. Should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Glenn Mitchell singing the blues with Ray Conniff and his orchestra, holding their number one position for 10 weeks from November 1956 through to January 1957. This is Vinyl Revival, the unforgettable music. With Paul Weston and his orchestra, It's Almost Tomorrow from November 1955. It was also covered by the Dreamweavers and later Mark Winter in 1963.
And the hits still just keep on coming. guitarist Al Coyola and his orchestra, Bonanza, from the TV series of the same title in May 1961.
Don't let me fool you, looking glass. If I look at myself with a smile, I'm just pretending.
Singer from Clayton, New Jersey, Looking Glass, with Joe Reisman and his orchestra, recorded in 1953, then released in October 1955.
This is Vinyl Revival, the unforgettable music.
I wonder why you threw your diary away. When you walk by, I nearly die. What can I say? Things were fine, you were mine just yesterday. Now we're apart. Breaking up is breaking my heart. I find myself alone at night, and then I cry. No tenderness, my happiness just said goodbye. Now you're gone, I'm alone, I wonder why. We had to part. Breaking up is breaking my heart, baby. Breaking up is breaking my heart. Love affair we used to share is cold and still. I loved you then, I love you now, I always will. The day that you found someone new, my lovely world just fell apart. Out of your arms, drives me out of my mind.
singer Roy Orbison, Breaking Up is Breaking My Heart, his third MGM release, reaching number 31 on Billboard in February 1966. His first two MGM singles were not released in New Zealand for some unknown reason, although it was reserved for London NZL 926 Right Away and NZL 929 Crawling Back. Lennon Sisters, Tonight You Belong to Me, with Lawrence Welk and his orchestra, reached number 15 on Billboard from September 1956.
Everybody's running in a mad, mad world. Nobody's going nowhere. Everybody's got a They say the grass is greener on the other side. When they cross over, they find everybody's searching like you and me, trying to find peace of mind. See that little boy fishing on the river? If I could just be like him, I'd close my eyes and let the mad world go by. Only I could be like him.
Rick Nelson there with his Imperial single Mad Mad World, issued in May 1963. The Y was omitted from his name Ricky after he turned 21. One of the most popular female singers of the 50s was Rosemary Clooney. She first sang with her sister Betty together with the Tony Pasta Band in the late 40s. Here's her novelty song Where Will the Dimple Be with the Mellow Men and Buddy Cole's Orchestra, issued in February 1955.
Where will it be? Seems to me it'll be a sin if it's always covered by the safety pin. Where will the baby's dimples be? Baby's
Ed, Gene, Joe and Vic. They make up the Ames Brothers, the man with the banjo, with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra, reaching number 6 on Billboard from March 1954. Girl group from New Jersey, the Shirelles, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, their first number one hit in December 1960. We'll be right back. UK pianist Winifred Earle, Poor People of Paris, reaching number one on the UK charts from March 1956. You're tuned into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, with more forgotten tunes than rarities, with your host Albert
and Selena Chan.
You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival.
Kentuckian-born singer Skeeter Davis, her forgotten single, Keep Baltimore Beautiful, from April 1969.
Fontaine Sisters, 17, with Billy Vaughan's orchestra, reaching number 3 on the Billboard charts from August 1955. Australian-born bass baritone singer Peter Dawson begins our vintage track, the second version of the Floral Dance, with orchestra conducted by Clifford Greenwood from May 1934. His career spanned over half a century, from Cylinders to the LP record Microgroove.
lights flare into the sweet and scented air of a quaint old Cornish town. Born from afar in a gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band perchance on the calm air came floating. I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, euphonium. Far away as in a trance, I heard the sound of the floral dance. And soon I heard it bustling and prancing, and then I saw the whole village was dancing. In and out of the house they came, old folk, young folk, all the same, and that quaint old Cornish tone. Tremendous haste, whether they knew one another, I care not, whether they cared at all, I know not, that they kissed as they danced along. And there was a band with a curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium. Each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. I felt so lonely standing there, and I could only stand and stare, for I had no maid with me. Lonely I should have to be in that quaint old Cornish town. When suddenly hastening down the lane, a figure I knew I saw quite plain, with outstretched hands I rushed along and carried her into that merry throng, and fiddle and all went dancing along. We danced. There, jigging, jogging everywhere, up and down and around the town. Hoorah for the Cornish floral dance. Share the dreams we have
Australian pop folk group The Seekers, Someday, One Day, written by Tom Springfield, reaching number 11 on the UK charts in March 1966.
My darling, I have often thought of things we used to do, and now I sit and wonder why you've gone and left me blue. You said you'd never leave me, you said you'd never go. Oh, my darling, why do I love you so? Oh, my darling, why do I love you so? Ooh, 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 ooh. Is it because you stroked my hair when you were by my side? Or is it because of the tears you cried when your little puppy died? You said you'd never leave me, you said you'd never go. Oh, my darling, why do I love you so? Oh, my darling, why do I love you so?
Johnny Tillotson, his cadence single Why Do I Love You So, reaching number 42 on the Billboard Hot 100 from November 1959. That single was reserved for London NZL 494 in New Zealand, but was withdrawn. Johnny's two other cadence singles not released was Earth Angel in 1960 and Jimmy's Girl in 1961. Jimmy Jones hit Handyman, a number 22 hit on Billboard in July 1964. His follow-up single, Keep Searching, We'll Follow the Sun, fared slightly better at number 9 in December.
orchestra leader Billy Vaughan, Orange Blossom Special, flip side of his number 28 hit Wheels from December 1960.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her, paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a gladden sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my baby.
Bobby V, born Robert Valline, a teen idol of the 60s, Take Good Care of My Baby, reaching number one from August 1961. His biggest hits were Rubber Ball, Take Good Care of My Baby, Run to Him, Walk In with My Angel, and many more. Militia leader Lou Bush the South African number Zambezi, issued in October 1955.
Lou Bush also recorded under the name Joe Fingers Carr.
Oh, I guess I'm a fool. I walk down the street where we once walked together. You pass and you don't even speak. What have I done that's made you so bitter to seem like a stranger? You feel like you do. All the dreams we once shared together, our castles are now fantasies. Just to think
guitarist Don Gibson, this December 1958, A Stranger to Me. Eddie Fisher, I'm Always Hearing Wedding Bells, with Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra, from January 1955.
And next week, Vinyl Revival features an all Christmas special. This has been your host Albert,
Selena, and our technician Paul signing off. Good night everyone.
My feet are on the ground, but I'm always hearing wedding bells whenever you're around. When I'm out with people, I try to lend an ear, but I'm always hearing wedding bells and wishing. Never thought I'd fall, but when I